Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the world we live in, y'all. Thank you guys for joining us once again. Your host, Herb L. Treadway. Turn the music down a little bit. Let's get into this show, y'all. We got another good show lined up for you guys. Let's bring in the co-host on the air right now. Let's bring in Lorenzo Jacobs. What's going on, Zo?
What's good, Herb? How you doing, man?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. Also, we got Camilla Edwards. What's going on, Camilla?
Hey, how's it going out there?
Doing good. We got to start with Dove, y'all. Y'all know I've been going hard on Dove. A lot of people came back and said, you know, if you don't know, they have a commercial where a black lady pulls off a shirt and she becomes a white lady. And then it goes on to agents. I don't know what else it goes on to. But a lot of black people, black Twitter, whatever you want to call it, had a problem with the commercial. And I did, too, regardless of the whole commercial. But, Cam, I know you've seen this commercial. And as a female, since it was a female use, I want to get your opinion first. Did you have a problem with this ad from Dove?
No, I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, at first, if you just look at the initial picture, you're like, oh, okay. But I think when you take it into context, I understood what they were talking about. It's more of a collaboration of one thought. I mean, it wasn't really about color. It was about the oneness of a woman.
But they had every – how many races – did you see the whole commercial?
Yeah, I saw the whole commercial.
So I know it went from a black woman to a white woman to an Asian. Was there anything after that?
I think it went back a couple of times. Was she Asian or – I thought I saw a Hispanic.
No, I haven't seen it. And I'm just taking it. Maybe, Zoe, maybe you've seen it. You can clear it up because I haven't seen the whole ad.
I mean – if they did it in a different order, would it have been better?
Yeah.
Better.
Short answer for me.
Yeah, if they turned the white woman into a black woman, would that have been better?
I tell you who would be offended at that point. It wouldn't be us.
Right. So, I mean, how do you get – I get what message they were trying to put out there. Or, you know.
Let's go to you, Zoe, because you were coming in on that one. Where are you at on this topic?
I think it was a poorly executed ad. You know what I'm saying? In this time of racial insensitivity from the White House down, okay, you have an ad that is perceived by people as saying, you know what I'm saying, we can remove the darker skin tone and make you look, okay, cleaner, you know what I'm saying, and more attractive to others, okay, simply by, you know what I'm saying, appearing as what is considered a white woman. And this is not the first time that you have ads that have been promoted by companies like this. You know what I'm saying? You had ads that appeared in the 30s and 40s that had black babies, you know what I'm saying, using soap to wash off the skin, end up being half white and half black. And that's the thing that this ad to me is showing. It was a poorly executed ad because of the racial.
I did see something that I took into consideration for their defense, because there was another ad where each woman had on a white, a swimming pool towel or whatever, and it was a black woman, a white woman, even a Chinese, Asian or a Spanish woman. I forgot what the last one was. And that one was just a straight commercial when it was all there. And a lot of people are saying they've been trying to push this, you know, push this forward, like, you know, for all scans. But, Camilla, I've seen a picture of a Dove, I don't know what it was, but it said for normal skin to dark skin. Now, does that not offend you a little bit?
No.
Like, to lotion is lotion. Soap is soap. Since when does soap have to...
That's not true. I mean, Dove is more than soap, but everybody markets that way. Pantene markets that way. Everything when it comes to makeup is based on what color you are. I don't find that offensive. I mean, why would I want to try and put some fair skin makeup on myself? Then I become a clown.
Well, makeup is different. So, I get that. But when you're talking, when you think Dove, the first thing people are going to think is body wash. That's the first thing.
Dove is deodorant. Dove has a skincare line. I mean, there's a lot more to Dove than just soap. And if people are looking at it like that, because they're not trying to market just soap, their whole concept is they want to be for everybody. Now, did they execute it well? Maybe not.
But I think that's the only point where people are defending it. You can't get me past that step and say, don't look at it that way. I'm looking at the execution. You're going to tell me there's not one person in that meeting that said, it's not a good idea. Not one person?
You know, they saw the whole picture. I believe that when you look at the finished product and not just one steal of that product, then you come away, you walk away saying, okay, I get it. I believe that people went in there and they understood what it was that they were marketing, and they said, okay, yeah, I get it. How else are you going to show that we're all one, we're all combined, that skin is all the same?
Zoe, I don't know if you're seeing it like I'm seeing it. I mean, I know you said some points that I hit on too, but for me, it's, okay, you're showing all these different races, but it's how you started it and where you went right after that.
It was poorly
executed.
You know,
that you have to see.
It was poorly executed, man. I just think that there are people in that creative department at Dove that really screwed it up. And they sat there like, man, maybe they're trying to push
the envelope. Or did they?
I'm serious. Maybe they're trying to push the envelope a certain way. And I'm pretty sure some of them don't understand the backlash they're getting. But, and I mean, obviously they will not see it from a perspective of somebody who uses their product who probably will feel offended because of how it's perceived.
I'm going to cross-reference this to Trump. I know a lot of people were saying once he got in office, like, man, people got very bold. They got, you know, Trump says what he wants. Whenever he wants. He don't care who he's hurting. So you look at that and you say, in America, which I'm marketing to right now, this commercial, that wins. Being straightforward like that wins. So, I mean, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, these guys, they seen it, they understood it, and they was like, but that's selling right now. You know, think about, we talk about black people boycotting all the time, but does it ever happen? So it does really only lose their supporters that are black people? No, if it's on sale, they're going to grab it. Ain't nobody going to think about that. But the people that they offended, the people that took offense to it, the people on the other side, they love it. Even if they don't mess with Dove, they buy something just to support it. So was this really a mess up, or was this just like a direct hit in these times we're living in? Because I think Trump has really opened the door for that. No. What about you, Camilla? I mean, do you see the point of the Trump, you know, just the Trump angle of, like, they did this. We don't care what y'all think. And we're going to throw an apology out there because you got to do that.
I think it's like a
even though Trump don't apologize.
I don't think their intent was to offend, but the people who are making a bigger issue out of it are the people who, one, probably don't use Dove. I honestly think that people who are Trump supporters aren't seeing the commercial that way. I don't think that they're seeing it that way. I don't think they're seeing it as a victory. I don't think they're seeing it as anyway. I think people, we're making a bigger deal out of it than they are because they're clueless and they still don't get it. So this commercial is not going to be something they're going to be like, I don't, they're probably sitting looking at each other, I don't get it. I don't understand. They probably all have confused looks on their faces because they don't understand why we're offended by the commercial or why anybody would be offended by the commercial. So I don't think it's a win for them. And I think I use Dove just because they have a my daughter has really sensitive skin, and they have a bar out there that is relatively, you know, compared to other products on the line that, you know, you guys use it. I'm not going to stop using Dove. But then again, after I saw the commercial, I wasn't really offended by it.
Yeah. I mean, and people saying we might be making a big deal out of this, but think about other commercials where I think it was two commercials within this last year where there's an interracial couple on a commercial, and people complain about that. You know, they complain about stuff that's like not even really racist. That's just like this world that we're in right now. There are a lot of interracial couples. But when you look at the way they pulled off that black girl's shirt and then the white girl comes and you're like, that's interesting. That's very interesting. And like I say, I buy what's on sale, so I probably buy Dove. I don't have a soap that irritates me or whatever, so whatever's on sale and it's, you know, ain't no generic stuff, I probably reach for. But I might, you know, I didn't like that move, and I didn't like the apology. You know, I really didn't, so... I don't know, but I know we probably come back to that. You got something, Zoe?
No, I'm good, man.
Oh, I thought you'd say something. We probably will come back to that because I know DeJuan and somebody else are probably going to come on a little later. So let's move on to the next topic right now, you guys. 718-506-1562, if you guys are listening, want to join the conversation. Let's talk about this Miami offensive line, Zoe. We'll start with you. Your man got caught. Another is a what is a white substance, powder substance?
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's not cocaine when white people do it, but when we do it, it is.
What do you? What else do you snort up your nose? Baking powder, baking soda.
They said a white powdery substance, what, something what like that. That's the worry.
What is it? Anthrax? What do they snort? What do they snort up their nose, man?
And putting on your tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it was plain cocaine, but of course, they spun it and said, or they try to make it what more acceptable than normal, you know, by saying a white powdery substance.
They dummied it down. They tried to soften the blow on them.
And it what's, of course, mind you, he got exposed by some lady. Okay, I'm not trying.
She's a prostitute. She's not a model. I don't want to hear that.
Exactly.
She's a prostitute.
Some lady. She exposed him, and now he had to resign. Correct? He had to resign from his position.
Yeah, I haven't heard that part yet, but you know that's coming. There's no way. No way they can keep him on the team in the NFL. No way.
He resigned already.
Which means he had the opportunity to do that.
Well, yeah.
Others won't have the opportunity. They're just going to get fired. What they do is they hit you with that indefinite suspension first, where you can't do nothing, then they fire you. That's how they hold you from resigning, because you're on indefinite suspension, which means investigation.
Right, without pay.
But he had the opportunity to resign. You know, which, it's just another tale, you know, how this world plays out and how we see the difference, you know, hence to why we kneel. Cam, I know you've seen it. Just your takes on it. Like, where you at on the stripper part on it? Because it gets interesting after the surface, you know, when you dig into it. What's your thought on the stripper? Because she said that until Kaepernick gets a fair shake, she's going to start exposing these coaches, and she has more videos. What she alluded to, she has more videos.
Oh,
so now becoming this prostitute versus the NFL, which I think is it's kind of funny, but very interesting. It's playing at a dirty level right now. That's a dirty level.
That's what it is.
If they have dirt, put it on them. So, Cam, just what's your take on her stance right now? Because this is a political prostitution stance. Never heard this in life before.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, the dirt has been dead for so long in the NFL. Everybody's just getting exposed for what they are. I mean, is her cause noble? Yeah. Is her profession noble? Not so much. Does it dilute the message? I'm not sure. But I think if she keeps at this rate, they're going to have to stop the bleeding somehow. And the only way I think to stop the bleeding is either to be fair to Kaepernick or be fair to black people in general. So I don't know.
I mean, but this, you have to admit, you know, we watch a lot of marching tapes from Martin Luther King and stuff like that. And even though overall, you know, there was a big change that allowed us to even have a voice now, even though things are still the same, maybe not as bad as they were back there. But for a long time, people said that didn't work. People say protests don't work. This is a dirty type of move. If she has more video coaches, I mean, the effect of that could be, I mean, I don't know what it could be, because I don't think coaches get scrutinized as much as players. Is that a fair assessment, though?
True. Absolutely true. Okay, coaches are more behind the scene. They get the blame after a series of games that go unfortunate for them. Players get scrutinized every single game. Oh, why did you make this catch? You missed this block. You missed the tackle. You missed this kick. Players get scrutinized every single game. Coaches get scrutinized for a series of games after a while. Okay? And so if she's going to do this, she's going to have to expose. It's going to be a very, very catastrophic set of events. Kind of like the way Louisville, you know what I'm saying, has gone down in the last year or so.
But there's a difference with Louisville. See, she put this dude out here just to start something. Louisville didn't pay up the strippers. These dudes, if dudes know they've been with her, they finna start cutting deals. And you sign this form. You know, they finna start cutting deals. And it's a real gangster move. You know, when I'm first seeing it, I'm just like, all right, she put it out there. But then when she said behind what she's saying, I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's deep. And just like Louisville, do y'all think maybe somebody sent this stripper to start doing this stuff?
Wow.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, do we finally have a code breaker? Did she break the code?
Well, we don't know. It's a start of something that, let's say this, for the first time, you have those dudes on the other side a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything else we do is like, all right, y'all just going to do it, whatever, make a little noise. But stuff like this, video,
right?
You know, that's damaging. And what if an owner's involved? They horny old dudes with money. And trust me, you seen Bill Clinton, they wives ain't doing nothing right now.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she started something that if her words are true for what she says she has, I mean, we might see something we never seen before. And I feel sorry for every coach in the NFL, assistant, line, whatever, because their wife is grilling them right now. Tell me the truth. You know that tone, though. Just tell me the truth. I ain't gonna be as mad. You better just tell me now.
What?
I'm just saying that's what their wives are saying to coaches now in the NFL. Because if this girl says she got more tapes, you know, wife gonna wanna know. Well, you a coach? Was you with her?
I'm pretty sure.
You know what I'm saying? You travel. So I don't know. Is it first? Is it a blow? Is it something that's going to make an effect to quality in the NFL? I'm going to say no, but it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting. And I've never seen it come from this profession where they're trying to out people for – if she's not about money, then she's doing it for the cause. But at the end of the day, I think it's about some money. And maybe she warned dude. He didn't say – he didn't pay up. And I bet he feel like a jackass right now. And he know he recorded. He looked right into the camera. Like, that's the part I don't get. Was he trying to get fired?
Right.
You know? Was he trying to break up with her? I don't know if he had a wife or not, but, I mean, man, you looking right in the camera doing this to a woman that's about money? Seeing what happened to Donald Sterling? Crazy. 718-506-1562 if you guys are listening and want to join the conversation. Let's go to the Cam Newton versus Trump conversation. And, Cam, I think you kind of brought this one up. But we all know Trump said a lot of stuff that is not politically correct. And then we have Cam Newton, who I believe was praising the reporter, like, wow, a woman is talking like real routes with me. Like, he got thrown off a little bit and didn't know how to react. But it was taken like he was, you know, being sexist, like a woman shouldn't know that type of stuff. But the reaction is different because Cam, as you know, he lost Danny, and I don't know what else he lost, but I'm sure he lost something else. And you look at what happened to Trump, and nothing. I mean, you get people, you know, talking, calling him an idiot, stuff like that, but there's no repercussions for what he's saying. Even about Puerto Rico, they underwater. He talking about y'all messing up my budget. You know, that's crazy that – that statement just passed through like just another ignorant thing he said. It's just crazy. So The question, Cam, is why is Cam Newton being held to a higher standard than our president?
I don't know why. I mean, is it race? I mean, what – I don't –
well, I mean, do you think it's truly your opinion. Do you think it's race? Because you're going to have to determine that just like we all have our own determination. You know, do you think it's race?
I mean, that's the only thing that I can figure it to be, because I don't think what Cam said or his reaction. Yeah, I mean, people get taken off guard all the time, and I think that's just what happened. He just got caught off guard, and he was just like, wow, okay. I mean, what man wouldn't be taken aback if when chicks talk sports, everybody stops and they look and they think it's weird because she's not talking, you know, if she's talking routes and she's talking actual plays, what man is it going to be like? Okay, interesting. And I don't find that offensive. But the stuff that Trump says is extremely offensive. And it's vulgar and it's downgrading. And the only common denominator has to be that it's the white versus the black man. And that's why, and I think he lost Gatorade, too, and that's like a huge sponsorship, but yet Trump gains the nation. Makes no sense to me.
So, if this was Tom Brady and Barack Obama, we switching the NFL player, we switching the president, same reaction or vice versa?
If President Obama would have said something outlandish like Donald Trump has, okay, and Tom Brady would have said something, you know what I'm saying, in a sexist, first of all, they would have tried and slapped Tom Brady on the wrist. They would have tried to vilify President Obama and try to, you know what I'm saying, develop a method for impeaching him already.
I mean, I would say this. It would be an immediate investigation that Congress got to meet on tonight. If he was in Puerto Rico and he said, y'all screwing up our budget, can you imagine the backlash he would have? I mean, it would be through the roof.
He got
the roof.
We already know the game. We know the response. We know exactly how people will respond. Conservatives will respond. You know what I'm saying? We know how these folks try and jump all over, you know, somebody, especially of color, or making them to be worse than they really are. Okay? As far as Cam Newton's concerned, I thought it was a poor choice of words. I think he could have figured out how to say it a little better than that. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't to the point where it had to be this kind of response. You know? So,
but see, Zoe, I'm thinking about you. And if you was up there, I can see you saying something like, "Wow, I'm really impressed by your knowledge of routes." And that would have still been deemed bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you love to get props, and you'll say that, and you'll get caught off guard, like, wow, like, you know, like if you've never seen a reporter, you're like, wow, that's impressive. And no matter how he said it, how he reacted to it, unless he just answered it straight, he was going to get bashed.
Right.
And let's not go back to the reporters' background of racial slurs on our own Twitter feed. And I think she would have been better off. I think she knew how Cam meant it. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't get offended really at the time when he said it. You know what I'm saying? She pretty much just went on what she was doing. But when she seen all the backlash, it's like she jumped on that bandwagon like, yeah, I'm offended.
Mm-hmm.
And
my thing is, why are we holding these athletes? I mean, the only thing that we expect for them to be complete and perfect on is on the field. They're still human. They get up there, but we're putting them in this position to be a spokesman and to never, ever misspeak. But that's not their job. When they're on.
Yeah, but they're saying since these guys are in the forefront.
Still, how many of them majored in PR, have this PR that they perfected when they were in college or whatever? All they care about is football. So you can't hold – I just think that we expect them to get up there and speak perfectly every time, but that's not who they are. It's just like, you know, if they pull us aside and tell us, hey, how should we go about capturing this guy from Vegas, the shooter – all we can do is give you an opinion, and we might be right and we might be wrong, but that's not what we're trained in, and he's not trained in that, and the expectation, I think, is far too high sometimes for them to always be on point 24/7 when nobody is always on point. Ask your president.
Well, I disagree with you because now they do have – these type of trainings, and Zoe, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the universities offer classes and this type of training, how to deal with the media.
Yes, they absolutely do.
But you
right, so you know, it's become part of their job description, Camilla. Even though it's not really fair, because what you're saying is 100% right. But it has, like any job, they can add any description they want. You know.
But a textbook training isn't the same as being on the spot. I mean, how many have you?
Well, they do like role playing and stuff like that. You know, even though it's not real, it's in class, but they prep you for it because the media is coming for you regardless of what
you
say.
Has something ever slipped out that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that out loud?
You mean me personally? All the time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I said, like, man, I probably shouldn't have said it like that.
Right. I shouldn't have said it like that. Or I mean, there's a lot of times when I argue with people, I sit back and I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have said this, or I should have said it this way, or it would have been more effective this way. So, yeah, I think human nature sometimes we're not – it's not – a game when it comes to that type of stuff. It's not working on trying to, you know, hit your receiver at the right part of his pad or number. It's not that precise. It's not a sport. So no matter how much training you get on it, we're human and we're flawed and things are going to slip out. And I'm sure he was just like, I can't believe I just said that.
And which brings me to the question. They say same thing about Trump, you know, because they say he's human. He just says stuff. He makes mistakes. But let's welcome Michelle to the show. How you doing, Michelle?
Well, I'm okay.
Yeah, and I just want to get your opinion. Cam, I'm going to come right back to you. But we're talking about right now Cam Newton, how he's been scrutinized for his comment to the female reporter about Norm Rouse compared to Trump. And my question is, why is Cam Newton being held to a higher standard than Donald Trump?
He shouldn't. I mean, Donald Trump is, you know, that's the job that he went out for. That's the job that, you know, he applied for. Cam Newton didn't apply to speak to anyone. Cam Newton is a football player. I do believe that Cam Newton should have chosen better words. However, at the end of the day, I feel like the whole thing is blown out of proportion.
But is it fair to say that with Cam, that comes with the territory? Like, if you're a star, if you're doing well and the spotlight's on you, it's fair to say, yeah, that's going to come at you. So you're expected kind of to react in a certain way, else you're going to get scrutinized. Like, he knows that. Politically correct is something we have to live by these days, no matter where we at.
I agree with
on a job.
What the young lady was saying, though, regardless of, you know, him having to be aware of certain things, which I'm sure he is. I'm sure he gets training. I'm sure of all of that. But at the end of the day, that's not his job. His job is a football player. He is a role model on the football field, not a role model for giving speeches and talking to reporters. As Charles Barkley, you know, said, I'm not a role model just because I dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should raise your kids. He's not a role model. You know, we don't pay money to listen to Cam Newton speak and give his opinion. We pay money to watch him play football. So I give him a certain room or a certain bit of slack in that, you know, in that regard. What he said was wrong? Yes. What he said was wrong.
Do you think it was wrong?
Do I understand it? Yeah,
or you think the words were just wrong? Because I don't think he was kind of disrespecting her. I think he was praising her.
I think his words were wrong. Let me be clear. I'm going to say that, you know, very clearly. His words were wrong. However, I understand what he was saying. I don't feel like he meant it in a harmful or malicious way. I look at it like this. For the past, you know, year or so, the majority of the questions that these football players have been getting have been about politics, have been about kneeling. You know, nobody's asking questions about football anymore. So when he said it, you know, hey, I'm getting a question about football, you know, from a lady, like, oh, shit. And then he answered the question earnestly, sincerely. He gave every – he gave the answering of his question was thoughtful. And, you know, I don't feel like he said what he said in a way to be mean to her. The part that blows me is this past weekend he played the Patriots. And, you know, did the black power fist after he, you know, scored a touchdown is when all of a sudden he's in a scandal. And for me, I'm just taking it up to a whole nother level. The reporter, okay, you came up to him after the press conference to express how you felt. Then you wrote a tweet. Then you wrote a whole think piece story on it. So, yeah, I feel like at this point you are going out of your way to bring him down. Did he fuck up? Yes, he fucked up. But in the same token, does it warrant all of that? No, it does not. And as a black woman in 2017, I am not siding with any white woman in tearing down a black dude. I don't give a fuck what he said. So that's just where I am.
In that order. What about you, Zoe? Does he have a responsibility as a football player?
Because the sport of football is such a huge outlet for people, okay, that people look, you know, mind you, there is a level of responsibility he does carry, not only as a player, but also as a representative of the NFL. And so, you know, saying like just like a politician
just like a lawyer, just like a teacher, you have to be able to watch what you say in certain situations. And like I said before, the statement that he made, like I said, it wasn't over the top, but it was a poor choice of words. And so, you know, I just think that, you know, saying with Cam, man, mind you, he's been in the spotlight with controversy since Florida, okay? And people have to understand that he takes it with a – he's learned – he's dealt with controversy since then, and he's still learning how to deal with the type of things that he says or does or is part of. So he's still learning. He's a young – how old is he? What, 26, 27 years
about
old?
About 27, something like that.
Exactly. So he's still learning how to deal with, you know, the media. He's still learning how to deal with his emotions and what he, you know, what's being said to him. Because he's going to get – questions that are different from the questions that Tom Brady gets. Let's keep it real, okay? Tom Brady will get the same questions that Cam Newton get, okay? So we have to keep that in mind too.
Michelle, thank you for not getting hyper when you mention a Patriot, because I know how you get.
I got nothing to say about the Patriots, by far.
No, I appreciate it, because I know how you get. But I feel it is his responsibility. And I give you guys the football field thing. Okay, you can have that. Even the NFL, you're not the role model for the NFL. But you're a businessman. You have a brand. And those guys do not want to be affiliated with anything, right or wrong, that attracts negative attention. You know, we've seen a lot of guys be innocent, accused of things, and they lose their sponsorship just because of they got accused. So when you look at it like that, and a lot of these endorsements outside of football are playing, if not the same, more than your contract. You know, when you have that name. Yeah. You know, Jordan for years would get way more from – even after he got a big contract with the Bulls, he would get way more from his gym shoes, Gatorade and all that, way more money than he was. So, yeah, that's your playing field. That's what you do, but – you're in the spotlight. You don't have to be at work to mess up. You don't have to be at that at Danning commercial set to mess up. They look at you at the all times. And that's why I think, it, you know, it is a responsibility. And, you know, I don't think he said nothing that bad that should have had that backlash, but the media today, they going to run with anything. They going to make anything. Look it up with the Dove commercial. Just like you say, Cam. You think we ran with that?
I guess before we switch topics, though, I agree with everything you're saying, Irv, except for one thing. I do agree that we can talk about the merits of where he needs to improve on media relations because, it does come with the job territory. I agree with all of that. Where I don't agree, I guess, initially, is even just how the question is set up. To compare him to Donald Trump is apples and oranges, in my opinion. One is, you know, an elected official elected to speak for all Americans. I ain't never elected Cam Newton to do anything. So I guess for me, just the
fantasy
setup
football.
Between – no, he still ain't on my fantasy football team. But anyway, the setup between, you know, to compare the two of them, I think that's where, for me, it's from the beginning, it just doesn't sit quite right. I demand a certain level of professionalism from my president. I demand nothing of Cam Newton. But I do agree that
I think the question was tailored that way in the first place because the question is, why is Cam Newton being held to the same standards as Trump? So not comparing him is
–
he shouldn't be. But he is.
He's being
held to a higher standard. And not only Cam, a lot of these athletes are being held to a higher standard.
And they should,
you know,
than
the president.
To me, it's two different questions. Should athletes, you know, be held to a better standard in how they speak? Absolutely. But should they be held to a higher standard, even the same standard as Trump? Hell no. No, not at all. Apples and oranges to me.
Well, I hear that all the time from Sean. I do not like that saying, but I'm going to take it. Cam, did you have anything else on this?
Well, I mean, I just want to say that I honestly don't think his intent was to be offensive. And I think that's the part where we're judging this man's intent. I think he said it, and he probably was just like, why are people getting so upset about it? I didn't even mean it that way. Like you say with the Dove commercial or with the Pepsi commercial that they did, why are people getting upset? I didn't even mean it that way. Because people, once you put something out there, people will interpret it however it is that they want to interpret it. I mean, what if you said, good job, woman? You know, people are going to say whatever, you know, because it is unusual for, let's just face it, that's the fact. It's unusual for a woman to question that, to ask those type of questions when the men who are in the room aren't talking football. So I get it, and I totally understand it, and I don't think there's any amount of PR training that can train you. If some 7-year-old came up there and asked him the same question, I'm sure he's going to have the same level of shock. You don't learn that in PR training. And I just think that this is just a bunch of, you know, bull.
Yeah, they can, but you got to know ratchet sales. And that's what he has to know. Like, look, Love and Hip Hop is a big show. They got so many different cities in that. All ratchet shows are selling right now. And Cardi B, number one on the chart. Ratchet music, selling. So the media job is to get ratings, to get people to view what they're writing or what they're reporting. And they're going to look for that. So anything you say, even if you plan, even if you make a joke, I know a lot of people, everybody don't get my jokes when I say them. Some people take offense to them. And he just, he got caught in the moment, but he said the wrong words. And it's not fair, but he does have to be aware of that. Not to the Trump level, because that is apple and oranges on that one, but he does have to be aware. He does,
well,
especially with his
announcements. That lady made me choose. Because stuff came out about her that she said that she probably didn't mean to come out. So I was like, yeah, now go somewhere and sit down and shut up. Because you've done the things that you've done. And, you know, and it's sad that it has to come to that. That we live in this where everybody is so on edge that they take everything. They look for somebody. That's all we're doing right now is looking for people to mess up.
Well, let's be fair. Who are they looking at? They're not looking for everybody for this. They don't twist everybody's words. This name, I'm going to switch your name. But if it was Aaron Rodgers, I don't think this is an issue. I don't think this is
an issue at all.
I
first think this stemmed from this past weekend. This scandal just seemed to come up out of nowhere. To me, I don't think it's that uncommon for a woman to ask a serious, thought-provoking question about football in 2017. We have a ton of female sports reporters. Look at Jamele Hill. Like, no one would question her if she asked that same question. So I think it was just a blunder. I think it was, you know, that I think they were looking for something from him. And unfortunately, he did mess up. He did use a poor choice of words. But in the same token, as a female reporter that hang around men, as a female sports reporter, you have heard way worse than what Cam Newton has said in your career.
Yep.
You have heard some sexist, downright offensive things. So for you to blow up that way, for you to, one, come up to him, tweet about it, write a think piece about it, go on interviews about it, to me, that tells me that there's a bigger agenda than you just being offended. Because if you were offended, you wouldn't be in that field, period. So I can't rock with it. I, because I know that there's more, I just can't rock with it. Cam Newton has done a whole bunch of crazy stuff in his career, a whole bunch of controversial stuff in his career. And, you know, I never saw white people get as mad as it got over them needing to protect this white female reporter. So, you know, just to hell with them. That's how I feel, to be honest with you.
I just don't know how these certain females are getting upset over this comment and they ain't upset at him wearing their clothes before every game and stuff because his dress, he dresses like a female.
Hey,
directly.
Just so y'all know, there's a response by a former Seattle Seahawks player, okay, saying that he thinks women are incapable of knowing football and that they should stop coming into male spaces demanding respect.
Wow.
in directly.
See, that's why I disagree. I disagree with that.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I know you're just a messenger. I ain't shooting you, but
right.
You know, yeah. And like I say, that guy, he not gonna get scrutinized. Like you look at LeVar Ball, it's the position you're in. Cam's in a bigger, brighter position. LeVar
right.
Ball told that lady to stay in her lane, which he had every right, I think, to do at that time. But that's way worse than what Cam said. Saying stay in your lane is saying don't try to talk to me about this sport. You know, I think that's way more disrespectful.
I personally think a lot more disrespectful things have been said to that particular reporter, and she hasn't written a think piece on it. I truly feel like it's just a
She didn't have a name to piggyback off of. This gets her
right.
name in lights. You know what I'm saying? Because, who was the reporter he said it to? So while they're running these things on Cam Newton, she getting the popularity.
I don't even think
and she probably going to write a book that people going to buy, How I Got Disrespected.
The repercussions of him going into the whitest stadium in America and, you know, doing what white people perceived as disrespect. I feel like this got everything to do with him raising his fist this last weekend at
Baltimore. Yeah, true that.
So I think this is just him getting his repercussions, and his repercussions came swiftly. Like, don't you disrespect, you know, the house that Tom Brady built with all your blackness. I think that's all this is about. I really, truly think that that's what this is about. I might be wrong. I might be, you know, the only person on this whole theory, but I just feel like this is, you know, him getting his wrist slapped for, you know, disrespecting white America.
Yeah, no, we go conspiracy here a lot. I can see that. I can see that. But to be debated, because we know we're going to still hear some stupid stuff from Trump. We're going to hear players say stuff that's going to get, you know, blown out of proportion. But world we live in, we got to kind of deal with and hope it get better. And that's all you can do is hope, because I don't think there's no changing this anytime soon. 718-506-1562, if you guys are still listening and want to join the conversation. I want to backtrack real quick, Michelle, since I have you on the phone now. You seen the whole debate about the Dove commercial. As a black woman, were you offended by that in any way, shape, or form?
No, I wasn't. I can't get upset because someone manipulated an ad to make it seem racist where it wasn't racist. If you've seen the entire clip, then there's not even a discussion of racism. It's like, Dove doing what they normally do, which is be inclusive. Have they missed the mark in the past? Yeah, they missed the mark. But in this particular instance, I don't see where they missed the mark. I don't see where they did anything wrong. And that's because I saw the clip before I saw the still. Now, once you see the still, you're like, oh, hell no, that's blatant racism. You know, why did someone see this? How did this make it off, you know, the marketing room floor? Like, how did anyone catch this? There's nothing to catch if you see the entire video. So, no, I don't feel like it was racist at all. I feel like when
does the video start with the black woman?
I don't care if it started or ended or finished off with a black person. Like, if we're always
no, I'm just asking
because
I haven't seen a video.
Yeah, it starts off with a black woman. It's three women. The black woman, like, they all are taking off their shirt. She morphs into a white chick. The white chick morphs into, I don't know if she's Asian or Indian or whatever she is, but it's inclusive of many of several different races. So I'm not going to nitpick and say, well, you know, they should have started off with the black chicken. No, like, we want to be included.
That's my thing. Like, I think we all, like, if we was in that meeting, would there be a thought process in your head as a marketer, this is your baby, that possibly this can be perceived wrong, even if it's not in your heart?
I'm asking the question to you. No, I'm not. When we become so hypersensitive, it's like, you know, What more do we want? Now we have to make sure that we're in the right order. And no, like, they just picked three random women and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to morph into this, that, or the other. I mean, to be honest with you, I might have been the exec to say, hey, start with the black woman because for me, you know, black women start everything, or go from the black woman to the white woman, because it's a bigger juxtaposition to see the brown skin go white, or the white skin go brown, or vice versa. It's if you see the whole clip, it is a non-issue. And when you get that granular to be like, well, if you, the order that they put them in wasn't quite right, it just becomes a huge headache. It's like, this isn't racism. And when we become so hypersensitive to everything, it downplays when there really is racism going out there. It is easy for white folks to disregard black bodies when we are spreading fake news as to what racism is. And this right here, to me, is the equivalent of fake news. If you see the whole clip, it's a non-issue.
I agree with you. I think black people have become very sensitive. But the question is, I mean, don't we have kind of the right to be? I mean, when you get disrespect blatantly up front in so many different, you know, areas in your life, you know, I mean, yeah, sensitivity is not good. Everybody shows it every once in a while here and there. But when you look at this, what's going on in this world and how you see how people just react to anything we do, yes, it's a commercial, granted. But me in a thought process, the reverse, I would think twice about it.
No,
because I know how people think.
For real issues, it undermines real racism. So no, we cannot nitpick on every little thing. It is actually damaging and dangerous to the cause to find racism where there is no racism, and there is absolutely no racism there. Like, if we're scrutinizing every single thing, no one listens to us when it's real. For instance, this whole thing with Mike Pence coming up to the Indiana game yesterday, or whatever day that was, yesterday. The thing with Mike Pence, a lot of people are bringing that up in comparison to the Dove thing, because folks are like, that's clearly a publicity stunt. And I've seen comments of folks like, nope, everything's just racism. Look at the Dove commercial. Like, nah, bro, that really was a publicity stunt. He really is trying to undermine, you know, these protests and what it means. But because we add same weekend, you know, this nonsense, and I hate to say nonsense, but that's what it is, people they're not listening. They're desensitized to real racism. It is to nitpick this ad and things like it, it is actually damaging to our overall cause.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree. That was definitely a publicity stunt. He had an appointment or whatever, scheduled an hour after Peyton got his jersey retired. He was leaving anyway.
Right.
He was leaving anyway. He knew players were going to kneel. I mean, come on. Just because you didn't,
right,
do you think they're not? Because you're there?
You think that the 49ers, the team that, you know, has been protesting the most, that arguably has the most protesters, you think they're not going to take this opportunity to protest in front of your face? Come on.
Right.
We all know they're going to protest. Everybody knew they were going to protest. This one about the Colts is clearly, who are they playing? So it really was a publicity stunt, but yet nobody's talking about it. We're all talking about a Dove ad.
Yeah. And I seen that in a Dove. As soon as he did, I was like, man, he knew. Like any sensible person that uses common sense thinking, he knew people were going to kneel. And if he felt that way, he didn't get there and say, you know what, this is now offensive to me. You know what I'm saying? He didn't show up and like, oh, seeing it up close, I couldn't take it. That didn't happen at all. But you brought up a good point, Michelle. And I want to ask the panel this. I'm going to start with you, Zoe. This whole Dove commercial, is it really undermining real racism? Or can we look at every little thing and kind of, you know, talk on every little thing?
Yeah, one more time, please.
So I'm saying, like, with the Dove commercial, Michelle was like, you know, she think it's not real it's not racism, and it's really hurting the cause when real racism pop up. So do you see it that way?
The perception of racism is there, but you know, that will never undermine the type of racism that we see, because we're too much exposed to a level of real racism, okay, to even dismiss what we see as certain tones of racism. You know what I'm saying?
this had a certain undertone of racism. It's just in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because of the way that the commercial was poorly executed. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, mind you, a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, have been exposed to real racism. I mean, in your face, institutionalized, okay, you know, behind our back, you know what I'm saying? We've been exposed to all of those types of racism. And the thing is, we recognize when something isn't right, you know what I'm saying, or something is poorly executed. And it can be easily be misconstrued at times as being racist.
I guess my question is, for anyone that finds it racist, did they see the whole ad?
I will say this. I seen the first clip and I was like, I didn't like it. And then people came behind and was like, no. They kind of explained the ad to me. And I was like, okay. And then I rethought about it. And I was like, just like Zofield, I believe it was poorly executed. So was it racist? Well, did it have a racial undertone? I think,
yes.
I think, so for me, I'm gonna look at that and say, yeah, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. We're going to talk about it because it's a topic. You know, it was a good discussion. But it had a racial undertone, and I've seen that. I just don't walk past that anymore.
Right.
I can't
I
at this point in my life. Anytime I see it, I'm going to speak on it.
But did you see the whole ad? And that's what I'm saying. It's manipulated to be racist. What you see is 100% kicks you in the gut, slaps you in the face, racist as hell. But and the picture was manipulated for that intent. Did you see the whole ad where the picture was taken, where that screenshot was taken? And if you see the whole ad and you still feel a racial undertone, I definitely respect your opinion on it. Maybe you see something differently than I see. But to say that you feel like the ad had a racial undertone and you've never actually seen the ad, just only what was manipulated and presented to you, I think that we can't really have a good discussion on it if you haven't seen the actual ad.
And that's fair. What about you, Cam? Because I know at first you was like, you didn't have a problem with the ad either. But you heard me and Zoe's opinion, you heard Michelle's now on the ad, how we feel. Even if I seen a full ad in the beginning, I would say I seen that. But that's just that. Look, I'm so, my radar is up so high right now that I might call things racist in the door, and then I figure out later. Kind of how they arrest us and say you're innocent until you're proven guilty, but you're in jail. You know what I'm saying? I'll take it in that way. And if it's not, you know, I can admit, like, I was wrong. But, Cam, do you feel that way? Like, it's not racist at all to you, or do you see a racial undertone?
I don't think it's racist at all. I think the only racial undertone is that there's three different people who represent three different races. And I agree with Michelle. We pick our battleground worthy. I think we lose ground on the real issues that matter. People losing their lives. Things that are really sincerely worth fighting for, we lose our ground when we become next. And it becomes annoying, and nobody wants to listen to us because now we're going to be, oh, those black people, if you put a black person and a white person standing next together, they're going to swear that, you know, it's racist because they didn't put the black person standing closer to the sidewalk or further away from the sidewalk. So we start to look at every, and we can't afford to look at life like that through those types of lenses because we'll never be victorious. You just have to take it what it is. If you look at the whole commercial, it's about being inclusive. So the only way for you to be inclusive is to have separate races who feel like they can morph into each other, whether it's for skincare or whatever it is. And so I still stand on the fact that I don't think that it was meant to be the way it was presented by those who looked at one image of it and decided, okay, I'm going to be offended because anytime you put us next to a white person, there's a reason for me to be offended. And that's not true at all.
I don't think it's because they were next to them. I think it was just the way it perceived is, I take off my shirt, blam, this is what I have. Everything else behind that is just, we put this in so you don't take offense to it. Now, that's me digging. I can admit that. Until I do my homework, that's me digging right now. But on the surface, you know, I don't put nothing past anything that's being sent out to me. because I've seen these messages before.
But even on the surface, I don't think it's offensive.
It might not be.
When I first saw the commercial, that's like, Dove does a lot of things like that. Like there's that one love campaign commercial where everybody's behind the glass kissing them and you don't know what type of people there are behind that. It's just like that's the nature of, I think we live in a time, I think Dove sincerely was trying to bridge a gap. I think that's really all that they were trying to do, saying, hey, let's get together. Let's be one. As women, let's unite in the fight to just be a woman, no matter what color we are. I think that's what it was all about, and I don't know how you can walk away from that commercial. You know what? They hate me. They're mocking me. They're telling me that in order for me to be right, I got to be white. I just don't see how you can get that from that.
And that's interesting because from what I'm taking for you guys is more like this is a unity thing. We're speaking equality. You know, this is what they're trying to present, and you guys are kind of taking it the wrong way.
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
I'm not at that. Well, yes and no. What I'm saying is what everybody's up in arms about is something that's manipulated to make you feel exactly how you feel now. If I had only seen that picture, I would say that Dove is racist as hell. Luckily, I actually saw the whole ad, the whole campaign prior to seeing the picture. You should be mad as hell seeing that picture. You should want to stand up and fight and boycott Dove by seeing that picture. But understand you are being manipulated to feel that way because the picture is fake. The picture doesn't represent the whole ad. So if you see that picture and nothing else, it's not a racial undertone. It's flat out racist. And we should be upset. But doing a little bit of research or seeing the whole thing versus what was simply presented to you, I don't think that you would feel the same way that you feel now.
I disagree because I think I would just for the simple fact that, like I say, I rethought about it, and I kind of, you know, okay, these many people came out, and like you said, the last one, we don't know if she was Asian or Indian. I knew all that. At the end, and I'm like Zoe. I just thought it was poorly executed. You know, it might not be meant to be that, but I think somebody
think it's poorly executed. If you haven't seen it, I'm gonna call that out right quick. You cannot say I think the ad was poorly executed because you have yet to see the whole ad. You still haven't seen the ad. You've just seen a clip of it.
That's true.
Honest, I respect you as a person. I respect, you know, I'm not saying it's with any malcontent. But I think that you have to be educated on the entirety of the subject before having such a strong opinion on the subject.
That's fair. Let's move on to the last topic, 718-506-1562. If you guys are listening and want to join in, you brought it up earlier, and so I'm going to start with you on this one because it's back to sports and politics and with, you know, Ms. Hill from ESPN, I think her name is Jamil. I always mispronounce it.
Yeah.
And she's been on a warpath lately, and I'm not mad at her at all. But another one of these situations where it's your job, and do you cross the line, or did she cross the line? You know, she put out a tweet that was, you know, it's like she normally been, and they suspended her. In her position for her job, do you think she's doing the right thing by just pretty much being herself and saying how she feel? Or do you think as a woman in power like that, who has a voice like that, maybe should have picked her battles a little, you know, pick her battles a little better?
I think she did the right thing because at the end of the day, she is going to get picked up. If she ends up leaving ESPN, somebody is going to pick her up and be.
Yeah, Fox is looking for people, so.
I'm telling you, man, okay? She knows what she's doing, okay? Mind you, and the thing is, she is so passionate about how she feels that these 2 weeks are going to be able for her to put in perspective where her career is going next. You know what I'm saying? I think she's going to go a little deeper into, you know, social justice. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that she used sports, which, you know, which she's very knowledgeable of, as a platform, and she continually calls out, you know what I'm saying, the honest truth, and people don't like that. Well, I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, how certain individuals at ESPN are able to keep their job after being brutally honest about certain things, but she can't, or she gets suspended for it.
Let's be real, the white broadcasters, they the ones that get to say what they want to.
That's exactly my point.
Well, I mean, that's all it is. And, you know, you're right. She could be picked up by – she's going to be picked up by somebody else if they let her go. But she said one of the real things. She was like, this station at ESPN glorifies Muhammad Ali, a guy who I argue – is not the greatest boxer of all time, skill set wise, but he was given that crown in boxing due to his political ties and what he stood for. People love this man as a man more than a boxer because they really don't pay attention to his actual boxing, which he was great, but you know that's a whole different topic I can get into. But here it is: you have a worker who is not being disrespectful and just speaking my mind, and. They wanted to take her off the show, what, about a month ago?
Yeah.
And they knew. They was like, they were coming for her because they wanted to take her off the show. They wanted to kind of fire her. So I don't really understand what the suspension is about because she's been doing the same thing that she was doing when y'all were trying to fire her and y'all kept her on the show. But, Cam, I know you know this situation. Just your thoughts on it. Like, should she have picked this battle, you know, maybe left this battle alone after she realized they was after her and keep her voice on TV, or is she doing the right thing, in your opinion?
I definitely think she's doing the right thing. You always err on the side of right, and I don't really see anything wrong with what she tweeted out saying, okay, what she tweeted out wasn't offensive, and it was her right. Now, it might have gone against her employee contract, but, I mean, so is sexual harassment. So, and that happens a lot on ESPN.
What do you, anybody know the exact tweet? Because I don't have it up right now.
I think it just was saying that, you know, start protesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up. Did you said you had it, Michelle?
I'm pulling it up right now because I actually have a different opinion, as always, and it's specifically with what she wrote in the tweet.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can pull that up because, like I say, they gunning for her. So I agree with you. You know, Fox would love to have her over there. You know, Fox, you know, look, the way they let Shannon Sharp go, Shannon Sharp wouldn't make it on ESPN.
Nope.
I did not know Shannon Sharp was that woke. I knew he talked. I knew he was straightforward, but there's a platform for them over there. And I just don't understand how you can talk about everything. You can show a picture of somebody's wife getting knocked out 40 times a day, but I can't speak about the other real stuff that's going on. And this is on a sports channel.
I have the tweet. Go ahead, Michelle. On it.
Yes.
She wrote, "If you strongly reject what Jerry Jones said, the key is his advertisers." Just there.
That's it.
So they're suspending her. They're suspending her because she's going after his money. Interesting. That cash.
I always come back to the money. Wow. What's your take on it, Michelle? You said it's a little different, though.
All right. I rock with my girl, Jemele Hill. She is awesome. I agree with everything she says. I love the fact that she's not afraid to say how she really, you know, what's really going on, how she really feels. She works in, you know, a male industry. She works in a white male industry. And, you know, again, that's something I can relate to. So I think she is refreshing. I love her. Keep doing what she do. However, when she called out Donald Trump specifically a couple weeks ago, she had the White House, the current administration of the United States, calling for her to be fired. And like him or love him or hate him, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, unfortunately, you know, the commander in chief. That's pain me to say that. And ESPN stood by Jamil. And she called this man straight out, you know, saying call him a white supremacist. And they backed her. They stood by her. The only thing she had to do was, come out and do a follow-up tweet saying, hey, my thoughts aren't, you know, representative of ESPN. And they had her back. So to do it again, I'm not mad that she did it again, but where she went wrong was using Jerry Jones' name. She could have simply said something along the lines of, if you don't like what someone stands for, the key is his advertisers. But when you put that person's name in it, you now open yourself up and your company up for slander. And they've already – they had her back before. And quite frankly, I think they have her back now. You got some of the most powerful white folks on the face of the earth calling for her to be fired. And, you know, she did it once, you know, twice – not once, but twice. And the most she's getting is a 2-week suspension. So I'm not mad at her for taking a 2-week suspension. If I was her, I'd take a 2-week suspension on the chin. But I do understand why she got suspended. And it's just the tact in which she used. Like Jay-Z said something powerful that I live by. You can't help the poor if you wanted them. She has a position of power right now, and she can do so much of that position of power. Her getting fired doesn't help the cause. Her getting fired, you know, it actually hurts us more than it helps us. So I want her to keep her job and keep doing what she does, but do it in a tactful way that she keeps her job. Don't use somebody's name. Keep going after the money, because that's what they're really mad at. That's what they're truly pissed at. And if she wanted to use Jerry Jones' name, you know, hey, it would have been much more powerful. They couldn't touch her. So she has to be above reproach at this point. So I don't feel like – I feel like ESPN did what they had to do based on who they're up against. But I still feel like they're actually standing behind her.
Yeah. Now, with Trump, you understand, he kind of aided that for her. He's in a place of power, but he was trying to tell owners to take these players off the field, which would affect their money, which ESPN – it's not getting money for Trump. They get money from Jerry Jones and the NFL owners. So that's why I think they kind of backed that, and they kind of backed off of it when people stepped up for her. But on this occasion, you're attacking people that are bringing money directly into your station. And, yeah, I'm with you. I think this is another, like, the camp situation. Like, okay, you got warned. Now, like, if it's like Zoe said, if she like, hey, I know I can get hired somewhere else, somebody has it in my ear, you know, do what I'm doing, and once I get let go, I got a job, I'm good with that. But unless she intentionally is trying to get fired, I don't think you make that tweet, and you don't put the name in there. But even if she don't put the name in there, they're going to figure it out. They're going to put the words in her mouth.
She might just be that woke where she don't give a fuck, and that's what I like to think about it. She just don't give a fuck. But I want her to do it better. You don't put someone's name in it. And as you said, especially Jerry Jones, especially that one, that's not the name you use. So if she would have said something along the lines of, if you want to hurt someone or if you don't, if you want to take a stand against someone, you know, the key is his advertisers. But you saying Jerry Jones, that puts a mark on you. And I agree with you what you said initially, although I do feel like the president of the United States has some pull and she didn't get fired. So
that's true.
You're testing fate. You're testing the powers that be right now. And Jerry Jones, as you say to ESPN, is a bit much bigger name to ESPN than Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like just don't push it. Keep doing what you do, but do it better. Do it smarter.
What's interesting is that, you know, saying Jerry Jones gave $1 million in. What is that, political advance money to Donald Trump? So those two are definitely linked.
On his campaign, yeah.
Correct. They're definitely linked, okay? And I think Donald Trump has called or discussed with Jerry Jones multiple times. So Jerry Jones and Donald Trump are in one accord with each other. And so
But I don't know, though. I think that kind of breaking up, because once Trump made a statement, look at it. That's when the NFL, like, oh, we're jumping on this kneeling thing. They didn't do it because what Kaepernick doing it for, what the real cause is, you know, why we even started this whole thing. No, it's been overlooked. It was about, oh, you disrespected our teams. First you call us son of a bitches, and then the owner wasn't really mad at that, whatever. But then when you said sit them down and don't have them play, okay, now you're messing with my ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And so they jumped in at that time. You know, this... Mm. I mean, it's clear to see, but this is my thing. This is where I have a problem with ESPN, because you can talk about guys like Pac-Man Jones or Adrian Bronner, and they, all the time they say, you know, his problem is, and you want to see what kind of guy he is, his character, look at the people he hang around, his boys. They say that all the time. They say that all the time about these athletes. So why is it different when she said to an owner?
I mean, it's the same in essence. And y'all were talking about, you know, Jerry Jones, Donald Trump breaking up and all that. I don't think that's the case. The fact of the matter is, you don't tell a rich white billionaire what to do, and that's what Donald Trump did. He told rich white men what to do, so they threw a temper tantrum,
right.
And they used their toys in order to throw said temper tantrum, which is they used their players. So it wasn't a fact of them disagreeing with Donald Trump politically. How dare you tell another rich white man, me and you are on the same level. You don't tell me what to do. That's all that was.
Now, let's be real. They're above Donald Trump, because Donald Trump goes bankrupt. His money is given.
Yeah,
when he runs out, here go again.
Those are financial ploys. Like, Donald Trump went bankrupt and gained money. So, like, rich people use bankruptcy.
And I understand that part. I do understand that part of it. But he has a lot of his businesses have flopped. And that wasn't on purpose. So,
right.
You know, these guys in the NFL, they making guaranteed money regardless.
Yeah, but
regardless. I think they're on a level above him, like, hey, you know, we supporting
now,
you.
No, I'm going to have to straight up disagree with you there. See, Jerry Jones got a lot of money and money talk, but Jerry Jones can't send my little brother to war. Donald Trump can't. You know, Jerry Jones can't put
that's different because he got a little
Donald
power
Trump.
Now.
Right, so it's... Power is power. At the end of the day, money gets you closer to power, but power is power. And unfortunately, that fucker in the, you know, in the Oval Office got all the power right now, and that just boils my blood. But that's neither here nor there. I just truly think that they're just throwing a temper tantrum because they perceive themselves to be his equal, and they're like, okay, we're going to show you. How dare you tell us what to do? We're just going to show you. You don't talk to me any kind of way. I'm just going to show you, and I'm going to use my toys at my disposal. And my toys are these black athletes. They didn't give a fuck about the protest before Donald Trump said anything. You know, Colin Kaepernick had been kneeling for a year. They don't give a shit about the protest. They didn't come out there and link arms and kneel and stand together. They did none of that until
Donald
Trump.
It's not for Kaepernick at all.
Right.
It's not for what Kaepernick is saying for at all.
They feelings hurt. They wanted to demand some respect back from Donald Trump, and they did it in the way that they knew how. Like, oh, we're just gonna, you know, use our playthings and give you a middle finger. You know, just don't tell us what to do.
And it's crazy because with this protest, there was something I posted on my sports page where this white lady during the national anthem, I guess two black guys weren't standing. She went and threw a Pepsi on them. So who more disrespectful, the person sitting there not standing or the person that walking during the anthem and throws a Coke on somebody?
As my
like
I would have.
They don't even know why they mad that we kneeling.
I don't care what your cause for protesting is. I don't care what you protesting. Someone doesn't have a right to come throw anything at you or become violent with you. They should have tossed their ass down a goddamn stadium stairs. They are better people than me.
Yeah, but you know what would have happened if he would have done that, or if that black dude would have hit that old white man and punched him at the Trump rally. You know the repercussions of that.
Sometimes,
you know what?
Know the repercussions.
Sometimes you're not your grandparents' children or whatever that quote is. Sometimes you have to knock somebody out to get your point across. No, you're not going to throw a Coke in my face and get away with it. I'm going to knock you the fuck
right.
out.
Or at least shake you. At least shake. I mean, because it's kind of hard with a female to do the Ray Rice. The Ray Rice takes a lot. there was something. There was some best friend. She did something in his ear. It takes a lot to get that way with a woman. And, yeah, that's straight disrespectful. You know, like, even as you think of Zoe, a woman spitting your face, it would be hard just because of the person we are. But it might be a grab and a shake for sure. You know, and you're right. Probably a toss down the steps will probably lead to something happening to her, which would make it worse. Which is why their reaction was probably the best one they can have, because it would have been nothing but trouble for them if they reacted. And she, I want to see a picture of her getting thrown out that game. If she got to stay in that game, that's straight BS.
Yep.
Straight BS.
I think she actually was able to.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And that's the BS, because they were doing an anthem, so most of the security probably wasn't even looking. Well, maybe they were. Who knows? Maybe they're saying they didn't care. So, Cam, I want to go back to you real quick just on this one. Overall, with Ms. Hill, if she goes to Fox News or to another station, at that point, do you think she should tone it down or should she stay the same? Because people are going to, trust me, there's going to be a limit they put on her regardless, because they already know what she's coming in off of. Would she have to go to a full Kaepernick at this point and not go to one of those stations they put those restrictions on her? Or do you think she made a point and she should be able to move on like that?
I think you can fight a fight without being without insulting people. So I think as long as she fights a good fight and it's solid, she should be able to be who she is, because that's why those other people noticed her. They didn't notice her for being mild-mannered or not, you know, speaking off the cuff. But I do agree that there's some cleanup that she needs to do that she can be effective, because you don't want to ruin your whole platform just to be able to say whatever it is that you want to say whenever you want to say it.
Yeah, she would. See, this is going to sound bad because Cam Newton said it the same type of way, but she's my favorite female broadcaster. And I think that's kind of a praise to say that, because we have a lot of them. And a lot of them, these little white bras they get with the head and shoulders commercial hair, they don't be knowing what they're talking about. She knows what she's talking about. She go in debt with you. She'll check you. She'll check herself, too, if she's wrong. But when I hear her talking, I'm listening to a person that knows her sports. And, she's one of my favorites. I want to see on the air, but I don't know if I can rock with ESPN anymore. And that's hard. That's hard. You know, maybe just the sports centers and stuff like that. But the games, I'm not going to be able not to watch. That's just ridiculous to say. But I don't know. This is where we live in, y'all. So let's just go to some final thoughts for tonight, kind of close up this show. Michelle, you kind of say anything you want to, so I'll let you go last if you got something you want to gather. I'm going to start with you, Zoe, because we do this all the time. You got any final thoughts for the world tonight?
Yes. I'd like to say rest in peace, man, to a brother and elder.
Milam.
Not only Craig Milam, you know what I'm saying?
No, Paul Milam, not Craig.
Right. On his untimely passing, you know what I'm saying? He was a good dude, you know what I'm saying? He's very respectful, man. He's a good guy, man. He knew how to – I remember him being my swim class assistant. He was teaching everybody uh-huh. how to swim. You know, so he was a really good dude, man. His brother
he was a big boy too, but yeah, he was
yeah.
definitely your swim assistant.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
Real cool dude.
Rest in peace to him, and also to Sam Brazil, man, a brother that taught a
right.
lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, at the high school
uh-huh.
and just a real good guy, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people talked about what kind of good teacher he was. I didn't have him as a teacher, unfortunately, because not too many black folks were in higher level classes. You know what I'm saying? And he taught
you know, he taught trigonometry and pre-calc. And I was, you know, saying I didn't get a chance to really rock with him, man. So rest in peace to him and Paul Milam.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, man, thanks for being on the show as always. So you, Cam, you got any final thoughts for the world tonight?
I just want to say, you know, my hearts and prayers are with all the tragedies that are going on around here. Just for everybody to just choose your words and stay focused. Stay, don't get distracted by the doves of this world and end up losing the war.
No doubt. Thank you for being on the show as always. Michelle, do you have a final thought for the world for us tonight?
Good night and good luck.
What'd you say?
Good night and good luck.
Okay, Russell Simmons. The Deaf Comedy Jam ended. No, but thanks for being on the show. We love having you on. You're welcome anytime we're doing the show. My final thought is, you know, we can look at things like, you know, we're looking too deep into them, or we're taking everything as racism, but I don't think we should kind of kick that down, because at least you're looking. I'd rather have somebody that's looking and not looking at all. It's okay to look around the corner and not find what you're looking for, as long as you're looking the right way. You know, so I do understand, I do respect all your opinions, and I'm glad everybody else on the show is on here tonight. But, you know, for everybody that's listening, and you know, we had some people on here today, Michelle and Cam, you know, they was like, you know, you got to pick your battles. And, you know, you shouldn't look for everything as racist. You know, look for the real racism. That's true. But always be looking. And if you look in the wrong places, just admit it and move on. Don't stick to the bandwagon because you think you found something. You guys have a good night. Peace.